back, it's time for another hilarious episode of Tunstall.
What is the deal with these Aboriginal athletes? I mean, Kathy Freeman, she's supposed to be representing her country. She can't even recognise her own bloody flag. And how about that Lionel Rose? He calls himself a boxer. He can't even take a bloody joke. Here's one for you. What's the difference between Lionel Rose and a Jap tidal wave? One's a tsunami and the other one's gonna sue me. I made that one up myself.
So, Arthur, the stand-up comedy's really taking off.
Yeah, George, the Abbo gear's really working for me. Course, how's my luck moving into an apartment right opposite Lionel Rose? He's one of them, you know.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Tunstall.
Oh, hello, Lionel. What do you want?
It's the first of the month.
So?
I've come to give you a pinch and a punch.
He's a big bastard.
Next week on Tunstall, Arthur drops his biggest joke yet.
Guess what? I've just been re-elected head of the Commonwealth Games Committee.
On camp with Cherry Bomb here on Martin Malloy. No time for our endless yap, Mick. We've got even better and more music in the next half
so
hour.
Indeed.
We'll have James and, of course, your favourites, the Teen Sensations. Take that.
Ah, excellent.
And
it's all boding well.
Somewhere in between, we'll have a little bit of Radio Gladiators.
This is Martin Malloy, the programme that makes Michael Hutchins say...
Wow, man!
Sylvester Stallone's story has caught my eye for today. We don't have time to go through the whole thing, but I'll give you the brief gist.
Do tell.
The gist of it is a fan of Sylvester Stallone has filed a lawsuit in an LA court claiming the star has been kidnapped and replaced by a clone. Ordained minister, so this is like not just some nutcase.
Right.
This is a professional member of the community.
Okay.
Ordained minister Arlenia Parker claims Stallone's brothers and the ex-wife of Stallone himself, Bridget Nielsen, remember her work very fondly, also in on the scheme. She wants the actor's millions put in a trust fund until the real Stallone is found. Now, Sylvester Stallone replaced by a clone. How exactly would you know?
That's right. You wouldn't replace him with an actor, would you?
How's she come to this conclusion? I don't know. In his last few films, he's looked very stilted and wooden. I don't think it's him. But obviously, if the real Stallone has been kidnapped and there's a clone currently doing all his work for him, we're going to need a new Sylvester Stallone. Sounds like a cue for...
Radio Gladiators, here's today's challenge.
Could you be the new Sly? Phone us up and convince us. Give us a bit of Sylvester Stallone magic down the phone lines there.
S-A-F-M.
That here on the all-new Martin Malloy, where we're playing Radio Gladiator. Challenge today. I don't think you've won anything, Mick. You have won nothing. In fact, you owe me a mobile phone for making me sit through that.
Hey, you're talking to
me. Just save it for the news, okay?
I'm amusing myself if no one else. Don't.
Apparently, Sylvester Stallone, according to a lawsuit filed today in America, has been replaced by a clone. This is all true. So we need a new Sly. Have we got any potential candidates on the line?
Well, we've got a couple. Our first caller is Laszlo. Hello, Laszlo.
G'day. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Now,
let's see if you can do any better than Mick Malloy.
I think I can.
I think you just have.
Well, I can actually tell you why I am actually Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
Well, I have no acting ability at all.
Okay.
I talk as if I've got, or as if I'm eating a can full of chicken tonight.
Yeah.
And my hair and eyes are like Mick after a heavy drinking session.
An all too familiar sight.
You could be a Mick Malloy clone.
Let's hear a bit of Sly, though. Are you going to do a bit more of the voice for us?
Well, I can't really speak properly, so I think I'll go for that one.
Sounds Russian.
That does sound like Mick Malloy after a few. Let's go on to our next caller. John, are you there?
No, it's David.
Oh, David.
Hello, David.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
All right. You've got a job ahead of you with a squeaky little voice like that, but go for your life, David. Give us your Sly.
I'm David. Oh, I love you.
No.
I'm
David. We don't want the Elephant Man. We're after Sylvester Stallone. Can you do a Stallone? Someone call an ambulance.
Well, I don't know about the impression, but he certainly got the dialogue down pat. I'll give him that. Who's next, Mick?
John. Hello, John.
Hello, I'm the Stallone clone.
We've got you. How do you feel being impersonating Sylvester Stallone?
Well, I'm a bit upset, you know, guys, because my manager Mickey, he's dead.
All right.
Yes, I think we found ourselves a winner, John. That's a very excellent sly. And how do you feel about flying to Hollywood and doing perhaps the new Judge Dredd film and the next couple of Rockies as well?
Well, that would be enormous.
And if you can't do those, you could always revoice a couple of old John Wayne films.
Yes. Well, I don't know about that, but it looks like they've got the job.
Okay, quick stopping before he does John Michael Howson. Well done, and people, don't go away. Tempting though it may be, stick with us, because in the next hour we'll be joined by Dawn Rawlings, Psychic to the Stars, and we'll have more music than ever before.
Well, Mick, it's time to bring out the guest.
Indeed.
Are you ready for this?
I am as ready as I'll ever be. And I'm sure she's ready too. She was probably ready a long time ago, before we actually asked her.
It's a bit of a special and a bit of a spooky moment here on the show, because our special guest is, she's in town for the big Australian Festival of Body, Health and Harmony, which kicks off in Sydney tomorrow. She's the clairvoyant extraordinaire and self-styled psychic to the stars, Dawn Rawlings. Make her welcome. Dawn, welcome on board.
Well, hello there. It's great to be with you.
How are you?
I'm great. A bit of jet lag, but I'm fine.
You've just come in from overseas?
Yes, doing a similar festival to this, but this is going to be the biggest.
Where were you?
I was in Pasadena with the Whole Life Expo.
Gee, there wouldn't have been too many stars in Pasadena, would there?
Well, no, but they were up in LA. But I was in LA as well a few days prior to it. But the Pasadena one is huge, but the Sydney one is going to be even bigger.
Now, Dawn, explain to us exactly what is the Psychic to the Stars function. Exactly how does that work?
Well, I read for many of the stars. I predict their future. Something that they like to know in advance, mainly business-wise with the stars.
Oh, I see. So like Bert Newton will phone you up and go, if I put $2 each way on the third race, that kind of thing.
I think he should. Bert has never done that, actually. But I think he should. But no, it's a lot of fun. I read for the stars. I'm also a writer. I've got a book due out this month.
Mm-hmm. Are there any celebrities you could name, or is that in breach of the psychic code, is it?
No, I don't think it's really a breach unless they've, a lot of people like, you know, anonymity, but ones I've read for here in Australia are like Teeny Little Judy Nunn, mm-hmm. some of the soapy stars.
Oh dear, they'd be pretty John keen to Mangles. Know what's going to happen, wouldn't they?
But, quite a few of them, and over there, of course, some of the big names.
Oh, like who?
Like Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
Gee, that'd be an interesting future to read, wouldn't
read
it?
There's quite a few of the big ones. There's quite a few of up and coming ones that'll be even bigger than the big ones too, I can tell you. Quite a few Aussies over there that are going to take the world by storm.
Oh, any predictions at this stage?
Oh, there's quite a few there. But there's a trio of brothers from this country that are going to take the world by storm over there. There's three of them. One of them won't believe that, I don't think, because he lives here.
It's not Lockie, Andrew and Cameron, is it?
Yeah, I think they might be. They're going to do very, very well.
Well, I'm a bit of a mind reader myself, you see.
You want a bit of goss there. You probably already know a bit of goss, but there's one will have multiple marriages, unfortunately.
Oh.
Jeez, so not quite used to the...
The daddo name will be running amok. There'll be lots of hyphenated daddos around the globe.
Okay. Sorry, go on there. I'm interrupting you guys, and you guys are such fun.
Oh, well, you should have known I was going to interrupt you, Dawn, honestly. But, Dawn, what we really want you to do, and this is kind of the business end of the gear here, we want you to do a few predictions about Mick and myself, and what we'll do is we'll play a couple of songs. You can get yourself ready for this pretty scary task.
Wow.
And we'll be back with Dawn Rawlings in just a moment.
S-A-F-M.
They're
That's you too. Everlasting Love here on Martin Malloy, where we're joined on the panel today by clairvoyant Dawn Rawlings. Dawn, how are you? Still with us?
I'm still with you.
Good. You've got a new book out. Tell us all about that.
Well, it'll be out at the end of the month. It's called I Can See Angels.
Right, and how's it going to sell?
Oh, it's going to be a bestseller. I had some super readings done myself too, while in the USA by some top psychics over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to do well.
You can't do a reading on yourself?
Oh, yeah, of course I can.
That's interesting, but you'd like a second opinion anyway.
Oh, well, they all tell you. They're like me. They can't help themselves. They've got to come up with it.
There's something you need to know, Dawn. That's what they say.
But, you know, may I say, we have the best readers in the world in Australia.
Really?
Very, very best.
And you'll be able to see some of them at this forthcoming festival?
Yeah, in Sydney at the weekend, they'll all be there. All the top ones will be there, so go have a reading in Sydney.
All right. Now, Dawn, you ready for the big task?
I'm ready for the big task.
Give us the drum.
You're going to look into the future of Mick and myself. Now, just before you do, we're going to give you a bit of thinking music. Okay, you ready?
Oh, yeah. That's really cleared my thoughts.
Okay.
This is for Mick, is it?
Mm.
This is for Mick. Well, I know he works in a twosome now already, but he's going to... Ooh. I don't know if we should say that one. There's a lot of movement there.
Ooh, trouble.
Should I say this on air? No, not trouble.
Please tell me.
Well, it means other offers.
Oh, Mick, you're not accepting that offer to join Take That, are you?
No, I didn't say he'd take it. I didn't say he'd take it. He will have other offers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything about me and Pamela Anderson?
Ooh.
I need to know.
Look hard there, Dawn.
We'll have to do that. Who's the Sagittarian influence over Mick, round where he lives? Sagittarian's December.
That'll be the senior sergeant at the local police station.
Oh, is it?
I imagine.
Our producer, Gracie, is a Sagittarius, apparently.
Right.
And he cracks the whip. Don't worry about that.
Well, I'd believe that. But look, you've got family overseas, because
yes, I do.
Family trip coming up.
Oh, yes. Well, Mick's mum's actually...
My mum and my sister are overseas as we speak. And that's most unusual for them to be away.
To be away, right.
And a family trip, did you say?
Yep.
That's very interesting, because my sister's just told me she's pregnant.
Oh, well, that's
Oops, I think
about as family as you can get, isn't it?
I don't think the rest of the family actually knows about that.
No, I think I've just let it out, let the cat out of the bag. Anything else interesting for me?
Have you got this property in a tropical setting that I'm looking at?
Yes, well, my father, who's overseas, does, yes.
We're not talking about your father.
Me, a property in a tropical setting.
Tropical setting.
No, I can get out in the board shorts under the palm tree in the back garden.
Oh, no, there's a property that's yours and it's in a tropical setting.
Unless, you know, your dad's pranked that plane and left it all to you, Mick. I mean, I don't want to bring the show down.
Listen, who's the Pisces that's in your hopes and wishes? You'll be hoping and wishing for a Pisces over the year ahead.
I have a Pisces already in tow.
Right. Well, that's the one you're hoping and wishing for. Ways are going to open there.
Okay,
so
Dawn.
We won't dwell on that.
We're getting the wind up from the Sagittarius, I'm afraid. So just very quickly, can you tell me anything about myself?
About yourself there.
The skinny bloke.
The skinny bloke. Are you the Gemini?
That's right. Yeah. No, I'm not. Yes, no. Yes, I am. Yes, yes.
Yes, you're the Gemini.
Yeah.
You've got a... Look, you two, I shouldn't be saying this. You're both going to have offers for other jobs.
Could be a bit of a rift. Could be a split in the show.
No, I don't really get a split. I get that you'll have an offer to stay together. They want you together. Yeah. That doesn't mean to say, look, tell the boss. That doesn't mean to say you're going to take it.
No. We'll have a think about it.
Just because you got offers of more money.
Dawn, can you tell me anything about all those unpaid parking tickets I've been accumulating? How's that going to turn out?
Good.
Oh,
exceptionally good. Who do you know? Exceptionally good.
That's a friend of Mick's, but I can't go into that. Okay, thanks. I'm afraid we've been given the wind-up, Dawn.
And listen, you're lucky with cancers if you want to take it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We'll pass that on. Thanks.
And are you guys going to Sydney for the Body Health and Harmony? Will you be in Sydney?
We're going to be there for the big boot off tomorrow.
I know you're floating around in the air at the moment on a satellite.
We're going to be leading the jazzercise demonstration.
Oh,
you'll see us there, Dawn.
I'll be there. I can't miss it.
Okay. Thanks very much for joining
us,
and all the best of luck with that book of yours.
World famous and modest Martin Malloy.
Thanks very much to Dawn Rawlings, the clairvoyant. She certainly pressed a few of the right buttons with you, Mick Malloy.
Saw right through me, didn't she?
She's got you worked out completely. Mm. Now, we should just mention once again that the Australian Festival of Body, Health and Harmony is on at the showgrounds at Sydney. It boots off tomorrow, and they've got laughter workshops. Who's going to be doing that, do you think?
Oh, gee, well... Don't know. You got me stumped, huh?
Maybe we should go up there with our new comedy juggling act. 7 hours of juggling. That'll have people turning towards the new age gear in a hurry.
Exactly.
And there's all kinds of, well, improvement type stuff going on there.
Absolutely.
More music and even more music in the next half hour. So stick around. We'll be back.
This is Martin Molloy.
It's all right, ladies.
Thanks to Telecom Mobile Net Digital.
Mick, and here on Martin Molloy, there's just time for me to very quickly mention this story about Stevie Wonder. Have you read about this?
No, fill me in.
They're going to do the life story of Stevie Wonder, and he's firmly hoping, he's got really his mind set on Eddie Murphy to play Stevie Wonder.
In the film?
Yeah. Now, Eddie Murphy used to do kind of piss takes of Stevie Wonder several years ago, which I'm assuming Stevie Wonder didn't see. But is that good casting, do you think?
Well, I want to know how Stevie Wonder arrived at this decision. How would he know? I mean, Eddie Murphy could have a brick for a head. He could have huge antennas instead of ears.
He could look like Ian Hewitson.
He could be missing. Why doesn't Stevie Wonder come out and go, I'd like a, since there's a movie coming out about me, I think Mr. Potato Head should play the lead role. How would he know? What makes Eddie Murphy more qualified than any other, you know, black actor in America? Well, I mean,
who would you suggest? Say,
Urkel? No, with the, take the braces off and put on the braids. Urkel could be a good one. What about Huggy Bear? Huggy Bear could do the role.
Is he still working?
Oh, well, he'd enjoy the opportunity to play the great Stevie Wonder. Or I was even thinking you could get that, what was that kid's name from Different Strokes?
Oh, the one who turned bad.
The one who turned bad, he'd be good. Sit him up on the piano, give him a pair of sunnies and let him weave his magic.
Well, he could be good casting, but I think someone would have to come up with the bail money first. I think that's the only problem. Look, the music continues here on Martin Molloy now with Sonia Dada. Here on Martin Molloy.
This week on Four Corners, we investigate the controversial Hindley Bridge affair.
You say work on the Hindley Bridge should never have been given the go-ahead.
Well, no, mate, not on that land.
What exactly is it about that land?
I can't say.
Why not?
Secret bloke's business, mate.
What is the so-called secret bloke's business contained in the highly sensitive Farinelli report?
Oh, mate, I can't say, but it relates to certain activities which have taken place on that land for centuries and to which no chicks can ever be a party.
One man, however, was not quite so reticent.
Oh, it's a load of crap.
How do you mean?
It's just a lot of boofheads getting together on the weekend, firing up a keg and getting totally shit. Oh, hang on. Hello? Oh, g'day, Barry. Nah, it's four crook. Nah, I haven't told them. Okay, mate. Sorry, I've got to go.
Why?
Secret bloke's business.
These men have had their voices electronically altered to protect their identities.
Well, there are certain rituals which had to be observed.
Like what?
We'd start with the sculling or the sacred slab, then there was the sacrificial nugging, followed by the lighting of the eternal flame.
How does that work exactly?
Well, the elders would all drop their strides and like, hey, mate, we sound just like the Daleks.
This is great.
You turn it up.
Exterminate, you will.
Secret Bloke's Business, this week on Four Corners.
And I'm afraid that's all we've got time for here on the all-new Martin Molloy. Sorry we didn't get to your faxes, but perhaps tomorrow. Special thanks to Dawn Rawlings and to all our valiant gladiators. We'll be back tomorrow. But until then, remember, if you can't say something intelligent, hey, we know the feeling.
Martin Molloy is a misguided production in association with Half-Baked Ideas and Ill-Conceived Concepts Proprietary Limited. Pete Smith speaking.